Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of Ground Up Grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today. Our verses for Friday, the 8th of January. Today we have a sharecast with Rick and Gordon, and Rick is going to read our first reading from the Old Testament.
Our first reading is from Psalm 62:6. God alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken.
And from the Old Testament? From the New Testament?
Hebrews 12:12-13. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet.
Today we're going to do a little exercise in the trip practice and kind of give you an idea how this works. If you have a copy of the daily text, you can see on the page 11, there's an outline there of a way to do this. And we're going to spend our time today sort of walking through this process with you and then sharing with you what words or prayers we came up with as well. Let's first of all talk about the two verses. What do we see in them? What connects? What sort of images come through these two readings for the day?
Well, this is speaking specifically about the physical hands being droopy and I think of my shoulders and everything kind of caving in and my weak knees, just not being able to really function. But then contrasting that with how God says, you will not be shaken. So lifting that up and standing tall and standing firm on the foundation is the answer in the first verse.
Well, God is the rock. Says he is the rock and the fortress. And so that is a contrast to drooping hands and weak knees. But God's fortress and his guidance will lead us on a straight path.
Mm-hmm. You know, the first verse says God alone, and then it says therefore. And I like the idea that since God is alone what I need, therefore I am able to lift, strengthen, and make straight. There's a nice connection between those two thoughts.
And I like the word rock because that's solid. And when you think about God's presence in your life, surely now in these days, we want to have something solid on which we can place our trust. And I believe that's what the word is sharing, that God can be trusted, and that God is our fortress in all these things.
Thank you. So that's the first step, is you look at the two verses and see what connections come to you. And then the second part of this process is to ask the question, what in these two verses are a cause for thanksgiving for us? Where do they show us something about God's favor, God's blessing, God's trust? Something like that. What do you see, Sonia?
Well, I see that the answers are written in the daily text today.
Okay, Sonia, you get an A and we're all done. Should we sing our song and pray? No, Sonia, that wasn't the answer you're supposed to use. What makes you thankful? I'll turn it to Rekha then.
Okay, yeah.
What makes you thankful,
Rekha? Leave it to the older sister, right? God is immovable. He knows everything. He is a solid foundation on which I can place all my trust.
Yeah, that's kind of like what Gordon was thinking about it too. And the thing that I was thinking of as thanksgiving is my salvation. That Lord, you tell me, the Lord tells me, he is my salvation. He is my rock. Mm-hmm. So that it takes me out of the picture. It's like, Johan, I'm not giving you a choice in the matter. This is who I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything for you, Gordy, that's a thankful?
And I'm thankful that God is a God of grace. God saves us, and we do not have to worry about being good enough because God has already said, Gordon, Johan, Sonia, Rika, you're all just fine.
We don't have to worry about our drooping hands and knees, weak knees, even though our bodies are falling apart.
And I was going to just check the chapter and verse on the names, and you're just fine. If any of you find that in the Bible, would you just send it to me so I can pass it on to Gordy? Yeah. Anything for you, Sonia, that makes you thankful besides what's already written in the book?
I'm thankful that when I will have drooping arms and hands, I am going to be weakened out of fear, out of whatever comes, and so I can rely on God, my strength.
Yeah. Hey, right on. That's great. Okay, so that's another step in the process, is to just talk about the verse as it gives us a cause for thanksgiving. So if you haven't done that yet, you might take time to do that now. Then the next step in this process is to walk through the TRIP questions. And they are listed on the opposite page there for those of you that have a book. But if you don't, we'll guide you through it. The first question, thank you, is what makes you thankful to Jesus as you read these verses? And then we write that as a prayer. Who'd like to start with their thank you prayer?
Lord, I am thankful that you are immovable. You are my security, a rock when life seems uncertain, a fortress when I need protection from the forces of evil that cause me to doubt myself.
Great. Sonia, Gordy?
God, my rock, I'm so grateful for the defense you've given me. Your saving help is what I need to be grounded in your ways. I'll not be moved from this foundation thanks to you. Nothing can kick me off balance.
Kick you. Gordy?
Okay. I won't kick you, Sonia. This is a great one to be thankful for. I believe that, Lord, you are the rock, and you are my rock. No matter what shakes in this life that we are living, no matter how many trembling difficulties we see, you are there to hold us with your love and your mercy.
Yeah. So my prayer actually is written in your book, in case none of you guessed that. So here's mine. Thank you. Thank you, God, for stabilizing me. You are my firm foundation. I can stand on you, and I am not shaken. You are immovable, and because you are in me, I am strong. I'm not afraid. I lift up my head without fear for whatever may lie ahead. So take a moment and write your thank you prayer. Now in this process, the thank you prayer is always the longest, and sometimes it's the only one you write. But what flows out of the thanks is an awareness of something we're sorry about. So what I have written is in front of you. It's all those thoughts about God stabilizing me and being my firm foundation. And then my regret is, as the question is, what's the one thing you heard the Lord say that makes you sorry or creates a desire for repentance? And I said, I'm sorry, Lord, that I listened to the voice of others instead of to yours. So that's my regret. Rika?
Well, I read the prayer that's in the book, I have to tell you. And I like the word fortify, so I put that in my... I said, I'm sorry that I seek strength and fortification in places that do not give me peace.
Ooh. Yeah. Sonia?
I wrote, forgive my unsteadiness and loss of stamina when I'm afraid, and I take my eyes off of you.
Great. Gordy?
Lord, I'm sorry that when I have weak knees, I don't come to you as often as I should in prayer. And I find myself wondering what is next, but you always come through for me.
Thank you. So this second prayer, the regret prayer, really is the one that creates the most intimacy, because we reveal something about ourselves that isn't quite the way we wish things were. Now, this little booklet in front of you also shows me something that I wish weren't the way it is, because my intercession prayer is an exact copy of my regret prayer. I don't know what I did, but I just rewrote it. So part of my regret is that I regret that I didn't have an intercession prayer. And the other thing about intercession is we ask God for help, and maybe I should pray here, Lord, help me to edit the book better next time.
And me too. Yes.
You're both forgiven.
Thank you. Thank you.
For Jesus' sake.
And I wrote, Lord, I need you today. Give me the assurance of your presence and the strength needed to walk in your path.
Lord, strengthen me in your grace to stand firm no matter what hardships overtake me.
Lord, calm the trembling spirits of people this day and give me that inner peace to know that with you we can stand and have the fullness of life.
Great. So now we've heard the basic foundation of the trip process, and the final thought is there something, some action that this might lead you to consider today based on what you have prayed? And maybe I'll just start with you, Gordy.
I said, Lord, lead me to someone so I can share your rock-solid message of salvation.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, I said, today I will remind Johan how to stand firm and not be distracted.
Oh. Thank you, I think.
Yeah. I said, lead me to someone today who might need it, hear a word of hope, and to be strengthened to look to you for guidance and help.
And I put, I want to connect with somebody that I know has a firm foundation in Christ and ask that person to help me when I am afraid of faltering. That could be Sonia, but mm-hmm. probably would be someone else since she's already made me the target of her purpose. Mm-hmm. In any case, now you know how this process works. It's quite simple. Doesn't have to take quite this long, but it is an interactive experience. We're going to close by reading the prayer that's in the book today, but normally what we would do after we had written out these different prayers is we would pray them out loud to the Lord, adding other thoughts that are on our hearts based on the circumstances of our life and other things that are around us. So, Erica, would you mind reading the prayer for the day?
Sure. God of my salvation, I need your rock-solid love to strengthen my drooping hands and weak knees. I am tired today under the weight of life's conflicts, disorder, and hopelessness. Fortify me with your love. Make straight the path before me. With your love, I will go on my way today, praising you, my rock and my salvation. Amen. We'll sing the hymn on page 96, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.